WPS is laying off more than 450 people statewide, 250 in Madison and Monona, and about 200 in Wausau, due to the loss of two major federal contracts. Dave Ekman of McDevco, the economic development arm of the Wausau Chamber, says the news is something local officials have been expecting for months.
Those layoffs come due to a loss of a contract that WPS had. It's something, though, we knew was possibly coming because of the initial loss of the contract.
Ekman sees one bright spot. WPS is not moving out of Wausau.
If there's an upside, we know WPS still has a commitment to the area and keeping a smaller office contingent here with hopes that a new contract will come in and that these folks will be reemployed at some point.
The WPS layoffs come just 2 weeks after Wausau Paper announced that it was going to sell its paper mill in Mosinee. The loss of the mill jobs added to the insurance jobs would be devastating to the local economy. But Ekman says after talking to industry leaders, he now doesn't think it is likely that the mill will be shut down.
In the technical paper industry which Mosinee serves, it's a rather strong mill. I would certainly downplay any expectation that mill would close because that's not the industry's expectations.
The WPS health insurance layoffs will take effect at the end of March. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.